They did a debt restructuring in 2012. They effectively bought themselves 3 years to complete their restructuring, at which point they are going to have to refinance. And I think whether or not they'll be successful, it depends on other things, whether or not they can make the cuts they need to make, but also what the market's going to be like in 2015, where we don't really have any certainty that liquidity in the debt markets will have returned by then to allow them to do a refinancing.
More shop closures at a time when the high street's starting to look very empty.
Indeed, but not really a massive surprise. And clearly they are trying to change the way they do business to put as much of it online because of the cost implications of doing so. Having high street stores is expensive. It's not merely a case of having to pay the rent, but you've also got to pay the rates and other costs associated with having a high street presence. And in reality, the question must be, do they need to have a high street presence?
You would forgive a viewer from scratching his head here and looking at this and saying it wasn't so long ago that Thomas Cook and the Cooperative Group merged their travel agent operations, and now Thomas Cook is in the process of furiously closing stores. I mean, that deal not so long ago looks like a piece of basket cake. But a crazy deal.
They are two different things, of course, because one is about having market share and economies of scale, but that doesn't mean that you have to retain the high street presence to keep those economies of scale. In reality, the economy of scale are all in the back office anyway.
But nonetheless, they effectively committed themselves to taking on 300-odd high street stores which presumably they knew they weren't going to need, or it now turns out they don't need.
I mean, obviously, their business plan is likely to have suffered some setbacks, and maybe they underestimated the market and the competition from online, as well as obviously not being able to predict, for example, the Arab Spring, which has clearly had an effect on their business.